halacha or liyud gimel tishrei. So a very common occurrence in the sukkah, which is potentially problematic, which is problematic. I spoke it over with Rav Kornfeld. I'm machmer of Kornfeld's Meikel, so you can be proud of davening a base tefillah again. You have an overhang, which is posel schach. It's a balcony or whatever it is on top of you, and it's less than 4 amos. Under it, you have your sukkah. But many people construct their sukkah that the schach does not go to the wall of the house. Let's assume it's the wall of the house. Very common. So the schach doesn't go to the wall of the house. And then the wall of the house reaches the schach level, obviously, and keeps going up to the overhang. So that's dofen akuma. The problem is that this is the way I see it, there's really no connection between the schach and the dofen. The normal dofen akuma is on the same level, so you go like this. But here you're going like that. So you need something called chavut rami also, which is, well, and the question is to halacha l'moshe m'sinai, because it's dofen akuma chavut rami. So the simple solution, I hold it's a problem, and the simple solution is to fill in the gap. To fill in the gap between the schach and the wall. What do you gain? You gain that your dofen akuma is now that. Not that, but that, and that's regular, plain, good old dofen akuma. And obviously, well, maybe it's not so obvious, but even if you extend the schach, but you still need dofen akuma, because that schach is the equivalent of schach posel, because it's under the overhang. So, but that'll be your dofen akuma, and that's all you need, that dofen akuma, and that's classic dofen akuma, and you can just forget about the overhang.
How much space do you have to
put? What? Up to 4 hours.
Within 3
tefachim or less? No, it doesn't have to. It has to be less than 4 amos. You're filling it in. But those that are meikil, or I've seen those that told it's not necessary, so it's up to 4 amos, because the dofen is, that's your dofen, but your schach is here, and it's not within 3 tefachim of the wall of the house, or else there wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so that's today's halacha. Now we go to the Chavis Halvavis, and we are still in the middle of keeping quiet and practicing precious on your mouth and tongue. And he said, last night we left you with the memra, I'm sure everybody remembers it, talk less and think more. And he says, if you don't have what to do, because all of a sudden you're not talking so much, you have a lot of spare time probably, so why don't you try thinking? The sim chalif, he mommy says that. I mean, the sim chalif a ribuy dvarecha, chalif in substitute, instead of talking so much, orech tvunascha, maybe think a little. Utmidus his bonanuscha, b'cheshben nafshcha l'Hashem. Think about your life, think about what you're doing, think about your attitudes, think about what you're doing with yourself, think about how you're spending your time. He gives you 30 things to think about in Shar Cheshben HaNefesh. Ki hatvuna ner, wisdom is a ner, tachniseu belibcha, so use it. Use your tvuna, bring it into your heart. The Cheshben HaNefesh, using your seichel to actually think about your life and about yourself, which is very scary, I admit, people don't want to do that. They'd rather be listening to some MP3 or iPad, whatever. Cheshben HaNefesh, Shemesh, that's mamish, the sun. Tvuna is a ner, and Cheshben HaNefesh is a Shemesh. Toyer Chadrei Matzuncha, it'll light up your inner feelings, the inner you, as we say in California. Utegal Eloch, Kol Mashe Mestater Bo'mono Tavaran, you'll be shocked. He said you'll be shocked at what is inside of your heart. What's Tov there, what's Ra there. Like, people don't think about what they think about. That's what I talked about Shabbos Shuvah and the Drosha. People, if you think about what you're thinking about and what your attitude is towards whatever, towards your fellow man, towards Hashem, towards doing mitzvahs, towards learning Torah, towards doing chesed, and you suddenly realize that, you know, you're not there. And it will expose a lot of good, he says, and it will expose a lot of bad. So that's what's in your heart. But the haloshen, but the mouth is the gatekeeper. And if you talk, then everything is, if you talk, if you don't guard the gate, if the gate's open, So everything that's inside of you is going to spill out. And what's going to spill out is a lot of stuff that you don't want spilling out. The haloshen shar hamatzbun v'im yifker haloshen, if the loshen's hefker v'lo yetiv lintzer mashim b'matzbun, and you don't guard about what's inside of you, because the person is all full of different kinds of thoughts, and you don't want people to read your mind. We're quite happy that Hashem made the world that people can't read our minds, because we have a lot of stuff going on in our minds that we don't want people to know. But if you talk a lot, he says, you're spilling the beans on what's going on in your mind, and you're only going to get into trouble. Yufkar shara otzer, the gate will become hefker. V'yetze mashein charotzer sheyetze. So what's going to come out is things that are banging around in your head that you wish people didn't know about. V'yizgale, and it will be revealed, mashein umatam lecha hizgaluso. V'yim shamartas ashar, but if you keep your mouth shut, if you have a good door, a strong door, peladelet, whatever it's called, pladelet, whatever it's called, if you have a pladelet for a mouth, then you'll be safe. Shamarta is a otsar, so what's private will remain private. Umashayeshbo will be saved. Gam evil machrish kocham yechoshev. Right? If you keep your mouth shut, people think you're smart. And once you start talking, people see what you are. For Omar al tvahel al picha v'lipcha al yimar lotzi dover lufnei olokim. That's a pasuk in Koheles. Listen to Koheles. A lot of words of wisdom there. So that's this Shabbos we're leading to have us. Okay.